Welcome back to Media Mix, the podcast where you get all of your movie, TV show, and video game knowledge. I don't know. Today we
that was
just
satisfying.
What?
You're supposed to say fix at the end.
Oh, right. Oh. Welcome back.
You don't have to restart.
That was a little loud. Maybe that was at 11. Bring it to like a 9.
Like a 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone.
That was a like okay.
To Media
I think
Mix.
I think you and I need a discussion on what meters are. Like I think that one was at a 2 maybe.
My name is Big Kahuna, and welcome to Media Mix.
Yes. Much better, much better.
Okay.
I'd say that's like, that was the intro. That was a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
I think so. 10 out of 10 volume.
Cool.
So many balls.
All right, we're doing.
So many balls.
We watched Jackass.
Oh, my God.
Jackass Forever, to be
so many balls in this movie.
A lot of balls.
So many balls. Lizard. Lizard balls.
This is like a Tuesday night.
Pogo stick balls.
Ballzilla.
Hockey balls.
Lots of balls. Lots of balls being punished.
UFC balls. Boxing. You get the idea.
Yes.
If you watch Jackass, you may encounter a significant amount of balls.
So if you don't know what Jackass is,
preferably of the human
variety,
the human variety, yeah I'd say that, so
I'd hope so.
No monkey balls or
well
beach
that,
balls
they don't give them any ideas. They gotta figure that out on their own. But if you don't know what Jackass is, it's basically a movie about these jackasses,
bunch of silly boys.
Which, I guess before we even get into this, like, this movie is, like, rated R for
rated
holy
adult.
Shit. Yeah, rated adult for if your children don't watch it. Unless, you know, your parents aren't around.
Don't encourage him. What are you doing?
Well, we did it when we were younger.
Oh, don't.
Oh, sorry.
Zach.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Okay, anyway.
I just found out we're not funny.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, Jackass is just a group of guys doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
To boil it down. I'm honestly slightly disturbed from this movie, and it was awesome.
No, it was funny, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very spectacularly funny in many ways. I felt very uncomfortable at times.
Very.
I feel very
uncomfortable.
I hope when I say this, I'm not the only one who felt uncomfortable when the guy took two pieces of glass and flattened his wiener. Because that was the grossest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, they do some weird stuff in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And their previous movies, if you haven't seen it. I feel so bad for... Because you know someone... came to this movie with, like, their mom or something, not knowing what was to come.
You know, why would you see this? Why would you see Jackass with your mom?
Yeah, but maybe you just don't know about it. Maybe you didn't watch the Media Mix podcast before you went into the movie, and that's what you get, I guess.
They saw it was called Jackass Forever, and they thought it was, like, a movie about Donkey from Shrek.
Maybe. So I guess it's safe to assume that this is the last Jackass there will be. Maybe.
Sadly, I think.
You don't know?
I think they'll make Bad Grandpa again when Johnny Knoxville is actually 80 years old.
100%. If he makes it to 80, I doubt it.
Yeah, we'll be watching that when we're like 40.
You're right.
I think that's like being a little optimistic. I think maybe like 30. Yeah, that's better.
Anyways, I have a list of the stunts that they did in this movie, and I was just gonna pick a few, and we'll play a little game of, you know, how much money would you need to get paid to actually do this?
Hype.
So, zero, because I'm not doing anything.
It's Jack behind the camera talking.
It's me.
Do you have a list of all the?
I do.
The stunts from the
and
movie.
They're listed from kind of like, I don't want to say like lamest, but like least intensive. So,
worst to to best.
Not really worst to best, just like,
or I'd say like
at least painful to,
depending on how you look at it.
Most painful.
Best to worst.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, best to worst.
Something like that.
Or like how intense it is.
Like on. Honestly, I'd say the best one is probably getting the balloon beat into my face when I'm getting a nice coffee.
Something like that.
Like that would probably be the best one. That's the the most soft core
prank out to, in this entire movie. Who published this list? Thank you very much. Mm. I'm gonna kind of go off of it. So first one being the surprise soccer ball. Basically, when Steve-O walks out of the bathroom, gets hit with a soccer ball like the soccer ball launcher.
Like he walked out of the.
Yeah, and you can even say free because it's just like.
So how much I'd have to get paid to
do
that?
Yeah, how much do you need to get paid to do that?
Well, Steve-O got hit. He took that ball like a champ.
Yeah, it's just a soccer
Pause.
Ball.
That didn't look like it hurt that much.
Nah.
So I'd say, because I'm still not a big fan of pain. So I'd probably say I'd do it for like $20.
$20.
If you gave me a crisp 20. I'd get pegged in the... Like, if I knew I was getting pegged in the face, because obviously I would know, then yeah, sure.
All right. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I'd say like $30.
$30?
Oh, yeah.
Take my mom out for a meal. All
right, let's...
Jack. What? How much would you need to be paid?
I mean, if they surprised me and they did it, $0. I wouldn't make them pay after, but if they're like...
Well, hey. If they surprised you, you wouldn't get paid at all. It'd be like, you got pegged for free.
Pretty much.
I know what I'm ordering off Amazon.
Anyway.
So, all right. So, we'll amp it up a little bit. What about the musical chairs, but with the airbags in them that blew up?
Dude, that looks so fun. I'd do it for free.
You would do that for free?
I'd do that shit for free, dude.
Yeah, honestly, I would too. I'm not. Look at me. I'm not gonna blow up anywhere. The only one that was flying was Pee Wee.
I know that was so
Wee
funny.
Man. You say Pee Wee? Damn, sorry. Roasted.
I know.
Roasted Pee Wee. I mean, fuck.
Yeah. It just that sounds correct. I mean,
but yeah, Wee Man went flying. Sorry. So, and the other guys, they kind of just.
Yeah, they
kind of lifted
like,
off
yeah,
the air.
Blown up a little bit.
So, Wee Man's a midget.
So, I'd probably do that one for free. That sounds that one looked like fun.
Yeah, I love how they told them that they were only going to blow one of them up. And they blew all of them up.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Mm. How much for the spider helmet contraption thing?
Fucking not enough.
Not enough?
Fucking
not I don't know. Enough. Okay, not this enough. Is where I think we...
That's borderline torture right there.
I think this is where we surpass like the $100 range,
dude. Sure. And they had the dad do it. Like I felt so bad,
dude. That like, that dad was
dude. That man's been through shit. He's went to prison. He's a hood guy, and he
even
still
he wasn't
do
fucking with that spider.
Yeah,
he was fearful for his life,
dude. Did you see the fangs on that thing?
I'd be freaking out, dude.
Like they showed you the fangs in the movie, and it's got to be at least like that long. From the tip of my finger to, like, there.
I would not want to get bit by that thing.
And then they eventually had him bit his nipple.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And it showed the fangs going in. Oh.
That was unpleasant.
That was
I would honestly prefer the head contraption, because at least then there's a slight chance I don't get bit. With the nipple thing, like, you just literally held it up to his nipple and it bit his titty. His man titty. And you, dude, you saw, like, the fangs, like, wiggling inside of his titty.
Yeah,
like it was carving up the juices. It was carving up the blood, like really scooping
don't,
it out.
God,
getting that venom.
Yeah, I think they know by watching that scene.
I don't think they do. I think I need to elaborate as to
how
the fang scooped into
eating,
his flesh.
You're gonna have to save this podcast and go to a different one.
We'll go a little lighter. What about the one with Machine Gun Kelly with the bicycle? Hand?
That one was pretty funny.
That actually looked
that
really
was,
fun.
That
I would
one
do
actually
that.
Pretty fun.
I would do that for free if I get to like race somebody.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I do it for free. For that's free? Another one because that just looks that just looks fun.
Yeah.
I'd pay the admission fee and be like, okay. So I'd pay $10 to actually. Fucking do
to
that
do, to verse somebody.
Yeah, to verse somebody.
That would be fun.
I mean, I wouldn't mind like $10 from it. I mean, I guess if we can get paid for it, but I mean,
yeah, sure. I mean,
if you're just doing it against a friend, that'd be fun.
It'd look fun. Aside from when he goes into freezing cold water.
Yeah. All right. What about the basically where they set up the slip and slide in the desert looking place where you just kind of like landed on a bunch of rocks and sand?
That one?
In comparison to their other ones,
would you not ride me?
I'm not answering that.
You're going to pause?
Look me in the eyes and answer the question.
You're going to pause?
Well, they rode their Zach in the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have that guy, Zach.
And they had a fucking Wee Man ride him down the slide.
That was pretty funny.
I honestly thought Wee Man
like,
was
I could see, like, the other, you know, the other Nick that isn't here right now riding me. That'd be pretty epic.
Yeah, you'd really like that, wouldn't you?
So how much would you pay to... How much would you pay?
For free.
For you do
honestly,
that?
Honestly...
Nah, I take like...
I hate getting
the sand. Hospital bill paid.
Yeah.
That's what I'd take.
That okay. Health insurance policy maturing. That's what pays the big bucks.
No, that's really not
because you could... I mean... None of them really got hurt that bad on it, but you could probably get pretty hurt from that.
You could get real easy, like, sand in your ass crack. That's uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm not going to go to the hospital for sand in my ass crack.
Really, in any orifice, sand is just not comfortable to have. So I'd say, like, if you paid me $100, I'd go down.
God, the amount of body parts you see in this, I'm not going to be okay for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's not a...
I'm pretty sure I've seen every orifice of Steve-O.
Yeah.
So that... there's that.
I've officially seen all porn
all right,
that there is.
So, wow, we really did not need to know that. What about the what about the yard sale where he goes and sits on a toilet and blows up?
I personally... would never do that.
Okay, how about this? How about...
Would go and pretend like I'm taking a dump in it. That would be funny.
Yeah, so how much... If they didn't tell you it was going to blow up, it still was. If they didn't tell you, how much would you...
Be like, hey, go take a shit in the toilet
over
there.
Yeah, like, what's the amount you're, like, demanding? Like, all right, I'll do that for however much bucks.
$100,000.
$100,000.
I mean, dude, that's like that makes sense. That's so embarrassing, especially with people around. Dude, I can't shit in front of people.
You don't have to shit. You just kind of like sit there. It's because it's funny. But then you don't know.
Still, that's so embarrassing.
So if you knew it was gonna blow up, you wouldn't do it.
It's kind of like an impractical joker. Well, I mean, because
if it blew up,
hey Mur.
I mean, I'd still do it if it blew up a thing.
Hey Mur, go take a shit in the toilet in public.
But no, I'm not doing that one that easily. That's so embarrassing. Just right. Shitting in front of people.
How about my favorite? Enough. The electric dance, which is the one where they have the guy playing the piano. I thought it was Tyler the Creator.
Yeah,
that was so funny, where he was playing the piano and they were...
that was your favorite
Who was that guy was my favorite. He had it out for in the end because he was like the guy who said it all.
It was the producer.
He was like, where's the producer? I hate the producer.
I think it was Jeff.
Where's Jeff? I hate Jeff.
That one was the best, in my opinion.
That made me chuckle so much.
Yeah,
he caught on before they actually did the stunt on him.
That's metal right there. That's metal.
It's like, I ain't stupid. And then he went along with it anyways and still got shocked. So, I mean, how stupid can you be?
No, it's fine. Funny. How much to be the dancer, not obviously.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you got to keep in mind, like, you know that that one game we play at Nick's house where it's like you hold the metal thing and it, like, one person gets shocked?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I imagine it's way worse.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, that times, yeah. Like, 100. And it's like, you got to keep that
in
mind.
These people are screaming in pain.
I like their dance they were doing, though. I thought it was funny.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
I'd
so probably funny. Do it. I'd want to be where Tyler was. I'd want to play the piano.
Yeah, I mean, well, that makes sense, because you play piano.
Yeah.
And not get shocked as much.
Yeah, not get shocked as much, so I'd probably do it for, like...
$300.
$300?
For sure. You do it for $100?
I'd probably do it for
$100. I feel like I was lowballing it. I mean, yeah, like $250, I was going to say.
Yeah, no, don't be afraid. You can go with $500.
No, well, that's the thing. I don't think it would be that bad.
You wouldn't be. I don't think it would be that bad.
I'd do it for
$100. Not as bad as shitting in public. I mean, sure, you'd feel pain, but it's not, like, going to kill you. It's just going to startle you a little bit. It's going to be a little scary.
All right, so this next one is, like, there's two sides of it. It's the human ramp, the one where they, you know, stack each other up and then, you know, ride the bike or the skateboard over it. To be the human part of the ramp, how much?
That's, I think, even worse than being the ramp.
That's what I mean. Like, you are the ramp.
Yeah.
You just said that's worse than being the ramp.
Like, it's worse. Like, I think, no, the person hopping it is the worst part.
Oh, okay, I think. Yeah.
Right? Am I
No, I think alone? Being the person at the top, or the...
Like if riding you're at
the
top it,
or the
like
bottom of the meat stack, that's the worst. Those are the two worst spots you can be. Because the first guy on top is taking like the full brunt of that guy riding the bicycle off the ramp. And if you're the guy on the bottom, you're already being crushed by five other fucks. Then you have another bicycle going over you. So to do either of those, I'd probably say like... You'd have to pay me like $800.
$800?
I need money to cover the fee of them fixing my rib cage from being cracked.
I don't. Depending on where you are in the stack, I don't think it's that bad, or as bad as it would look. But oh my god, hopping the ramp is like the worst. Whether you're on the motorcycle, which would suck because you're gonna land on a motorcycle, especially like when the fat dude did it. Like I'm sure that hurt. And then you have. Oh God! When the skateboarding guy, professional, did it.
Oh my gosh!
And he hit his like.
I thought he hit his.
What part is even that? Like, like his. You know, he hit right above his foot.
Like his inner thigh.
Oh my God! Yeah, that was shin? Yeah.
Yeah, your shin.
That just looked painful.
Yeah.
But yeah, like $500. You'd have to pay me to do it.
All right. What about the Vomitron, the kind of finale they had?
Honestly, that'd be kind of awesome.
The spinning wheel.
That would I hate.
Yeah, but that includes everything: getting pelted with paintballs. And...
Oh, at the end, that part would suck.
I feel like they should have had them spin while they were shooting the paintballs. That'd be really funny.
I think that would be overkill. I don't know. Yeah,
just a bit.
It's Jackass we're talking about here.
Yeah, but just imagine like one of them's throwing up and their mouth's open. That's true. And then a paintball goes flying into their mouth, their gaping mouth hole.
Yeah, that one probably didn't.
And they swallow paint and die. I don't know. Honestly, $1,000.
$1,000.
That's too much. I hate throwing up.
Yeah, if it was just like drink as much milk as you can and then get on it with like a couple of your friends, that would be just fun to do. I think in general. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be paid, like, $100 for that. But the end part where they pelt you with paintballs, that's where the price goes up a bit.
I don't want to be that one guy who had, like, who was riddled with bullets and he had so many welts all over his body. Oh,
God, yeah. I'd say 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 1,000 is reasonable.
Yeah, the one dude was really fucked up.
Oh, yeah. He got thrashed.
All right, so...
Still not the worst thing, though.
No.
Not by a long shot.
No.
So what about the band versus treadmill? What do you guys think about that one?
Okay, because that one...
The thing that makes that really bad is that they land on a damp cement floor.
Yeah.
That's the only part that makes that bad. If it was like you land in like a bunch of just carpet or like soft stuff...
Yeah.
I don't know. It wouldn't be half bad.
But dude...
But that
Johnny sucks. Knoxville cracked his head open.
Pretty much.
And then Steve-O got knocked the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
He got knocked out.
No.
You'd have to pay me like...
That was the part where they showed his pearly whites.
So if Jackass or Dick Horse and Co. approached me and was like, hey, we want you to move on a treadmill. Like, walk onto a treadmill sideways. And it's going 60 miles an hour. What do we have to pay you to do that? I'd probably say like $100,000, because that's fucking stupid. That's going to kill me. That has a chance of killing me and ending my life. So I'll take $100,000 if I live, so I can pay for the
like talking about the all medical this insurance. Makes me like wonder like how much did these guys get paid for this?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, plus box office.
But think about the beginning though, when they first started doing these kind of videos.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, like nothing.
They were doing this shit for almost free.
Yeah, didn't it start out as just fucking videotaped videos that they
pretty
were just
much,
like? Yeah,
pretty much. I think so. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have our final three kind of like bad or pretty bad ones.
Oh, God.
First one being the lie detector test that only had two questions involved in it. Yeah. What would you, what about that one? How much you gotta get paid to do that one? Let me just explain it real quick.
This started out as they just had him in the lie detector chair, and he was tied up, and they electrocuted him every time like he'd lie or the lie detector test came up as a lie, and it would shock him pretty bad. What he didn't know was they eventually would pour honey all over him and salmon all over him in his crotch area, and then all walk out and let in a black bear no restraint
whatsoever. In the trailer, I thought the bear was chained up to the room it came out of. No, it was not. It was a free bear moving around as it pleases. It could have easily fucking thrashed him into ribbons.
They had the
I mean, I guess it's trained.
They had the handler, like, on standby. Like, they, like, that's...
I know, but what if, like, the bear just starts going to town? What is the handler going to do? He's going to come out 5 seconds later after the guy's dead?
I guess. I mean, I'm sure the bear is, like, trained to a point where he won't just rip a human to shreds.
Maybe not.
I know the Impractical Jokers in their movie, they did something kind of similar to where it's, like, they locked Sal in a hotel room. And then they just let in a tiger. And they're like, that's a tiger.
Fuck that.
That's what I thought it was.
But the tiger was chained up, at least, because Impractical Jokers is not any intensity level close to Jackass.
Yeah.
But but I know, that was kind of a similarity.
I guess if, like, if it's, like, they're trained that well to where they won't viciously attack me.
But you don't know anything.
Well, I don't know anything.
So that's kind of hard to answer the question.
Because I wouldn't even know about the bear. Would I do the lie detector test? How much would I do the lie detector test for? Probably, like... How much did I say I'd do the shock one for? The piano one?
I think you said $100.
At $100? I'd probably say $100.
$100?
For this? The lie detector test? Yeah.
For without the bear? Or with,
because I wouldn't know the bear was a thing.
Well, of course.
I would just be like, yeah, $100. Shock me, daddy.
Wow.
We're learning something new about Nick today that we didn't.
All right, onto our second one, or onto our second to last one. The bowl.
The bowl. Oh,
that's all that needs to be said.
That's the last one?
Second to last one.
Oh, the second to last one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know what's coming first. But the bull, oh God, the bull.
See, dude, throughout this movie, I was like, dang, Johnny Knoxville is like, he's living the life right now. He's pretty much just controlling twisted stunts.
I mean, he can't. He's like the oldest out of all of them.
I mean, that's what I thought until he got literally mauled by a bull. Practically, like, freaking broke his neck, it looked like.
He broke a rib and his wrist.
His wrist and a rib.
Did a double backflip.
Yep.
I thought I saw more scenes of that from like a trailer or something. That
you did. They gave you a sneak peek in the trailer.
Yeah.
They didn't show him being hospitalized though.
God. And like, imagine a horn going into like your leg or something. Oh.
Oh yeah.
God, that would just be awful.
It's happened before. People have been impaled by bull horns.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they put like a cap or something on top of the bull's horn, maybe. Or they round them off. I don't know. So
I didn't see one.
Pointy. I'm not a rodeo person.
Like I don't think any amount of like honing down a bull horn is going to stop it from impaling you, unless you actually make it like.
If you make it
like
blunt.
Phallic or something, I don't know, or not phallic. Like actually rounded down halfway down the stem, so it's like a stump.
So how much would you even do this stunt?
No.
I
would not do the bull stunt, dude.
I wouldn't want to do it. I just wouldn't.
I would pay money to not have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
too much. If
no
I,
price.
If
I get, like,
if I had to do it and get paid a price, it would have to be like, I'm retiring after this. Like,
go all out, dude. Like,
yeah, man.
Like, let's say
you
let's
could
say,
die. You could actually
say,
die from that.
Let's say our price at the same time, so that both of our decisions aren't skewed.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
$1.
$5 million.
Cue the jackass music.
Are you fucking no? I thought you were gonna be serious. Like, you. So if they gave you a dollar, you'd just be like, yeah, sure.
No, this man's not doing it for a dollar.
You're not doing it for a dollar.
All right, on to our final one. On to our final one. The cup test. How much?
The cup test? Like, the whole cup test.
Oh, the whole thing.
Fucking no.
The whole thing.
Just no.
The whole thing.
No. Just no. I'm sorry. No.
I know Nick here would do it.
Just
like
no.
$5.
Maybe. So, like, maybe to nice go lunch. Through the cup test.
Crush my balls, mommy. Do it for free. Skinny.
So they do this thing called the cup test, and basically they take a cup and they test to see how much it actually protects your nuts.
Turns out,
it doesn't really protect your nuts at all. What was the first one?
The
first
test,
one,
I believe, was the heavyweight boxer punching him.
Okay, that starting off awfully. You
yeah,
get
I would
a
never
heavyweight
do that.
Boxer.
First round, I'm already dead.
They looked it up. They said what was the like. The comparison to
it's
getting punched
him
by him?
Getting punched in the nuts by the boxer. They were saying it was the same amount of force as a Ford Fiesta. Or the Ford Fiesta basically running you over at 25 miles an hour.
That's, like, insane. And just imagine that at your nuts.
Yeah, that's that hurts. That hurts a lot.
So that's only the first
test
step.
Test one. Test two, we have the softball.
No, that was the
No, that was just three, wasn't it?
No, hockey was three.
Okay.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure. So the softball.
Yeah, so test two, you get a professional softball player, professional softball pitcher to pitch it at your nuts. Oh, God.
Well, I've personally had a baseball pegged into my crotch before.
I can't even imagine that.
I did.
Would hate that. Like, well, I understand.
If I didn't have a cup, it'd be worse.
The guy flinched a lot in that one before they actually even got to hit him in the nuts with the softball.
I mean, I don't blame him.
I don't either, because it's just even having a baseball thrown at me, I flinched so hard. And, like, imagine a giant softball purposely being pelted at your nuts.
Yeah.
I'd say on average, like, you can throw a baseball over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Especially a softball.
Not sure if you can, but there's...
No, not me. No, but, like, at the professional level, I'd say you could throw it over 100 miles an hour.
That's why he's here.
All right, what about the third one, the hockey one?
That's the worst one.
The hockey one?
Oh, no, okay. No.
I forgot. So far.
No.
It's the worst one so far.
Nah.
Really?
No.
What do you think the worst one so far is? Before step four.
Probably
I think the softball.
Really?
Yeah.
No, dude, the puck goes so damn fast. Like, way faster than...
Yeah, the softball's like a big, just freaking dense chunk of whatever it's made of.
Yeah, I honestly think the
puck is just as...
I think the boxer's the worst.
No, but the boxer's quick, though.
I mean, honestly, if he didn't hold back, dude, he held back. You could tell he held back when he punched him in the nuts. Did you see him punch the punching bag?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He went like, doosh!
Obviously,
when he punched his nuts, he went like, wah-wah! Like, he slowed it down so much.
It was still a hard punch.
It was a hard punch, yeah. But,
well, you don't want to, like, pop one of his nuts. I'm surprised on the fourth
one
of them
didn't. Don't spoil anything.
Well, did the fourth one pop his nuts?
Yeah, because it... He started bleeding.
Yeah, but I don't think it popped.
I think that means it popped.
No, I don't, well, maybe.
Fourth one was a pogo stick.
Yeah, a pogo stick beat.
With a person on top of it.
That one is the worst.
Talk about actual cringe.
Jackass bit ever. Worst one. What's worse than that one?
I'm so uncomfortable right
you'd,
now.
You'd have to stick your nuts in a metal compactor. You ever see those videos where they put like a Coke can and a compactor and it like smushes it?
Yeah.
That would be worse. Thankfully, that's never been done before. But this is the worst shit ever. The pogo stick in the nuts.
Yeah, that was
not. That was so bad. I'm sorry. I just actually can't.
No.
It was hard to even watch.
It was. I didn't look. I covered my eyes.
Yeah. So that's basically why we're saying like no. Just no.
No.
Well, that's the finale. This is a short podcast. I guess it's not even gonna be really a podcast. It's gonna be I'm gonna name the video
we can have some more stuff.
Jackass stunt tier list.
Yeah, how much would you need to get paid? Or yeah, like Jackass tier stunt. List or something like that.
Oh my god.
God, dude, it is.
But yeah, without further ado, I'm Jack.
What are we just going to do, the ratings or skip the ratings? You're just cutting it like that?
Skipping the ratings? Yeah, I mean, we're all about the ratings. I mean, I still want to talk about, like, well, we obviously know what your favorite one was, the electric one with, what's his name?
Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, Tyler, the Creator. Yeah. What was your favorite one, Nick? Like, out of them all? We'll talk about that after.
Which one made me laugh the most? Because I laughed at almost all of them. They're all pretty funny. I'd say the one in the dark room
was pretty funny. Oh, yeah, that one was pretty funny.
That was hilarious.
The dark room one was great, where they tricked them to think there's like a rattlesnake loose in a dark room.
Yeah.
That was venomous, and they told them that the bite would kill them.
That was really funny.
That was really funny. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know if it's my favorite, because there's a lot of good ones, but the Steve LB thing.
Oh, that was gross. that was so gross.
Oh, it's hard to talk about, but you know, like, I think it was funny.
I think that one actually rivals the pogo stick bit. I wouldn't want stingers lodged in my crotch. any part of my crotch.
So basically Steve-O, they had these beekeepers come out and they basically tied the queen bee, which is like, if you don't know how bees work, the bees follow the queen.
Like so a wherever hive
the
mind.
Queen, yeah. So wherever the queen goes, the bees follow. They tied the queen bee to his weenie, and just let the bees go. And oh my god, they went, and they were there. Then afterwards, he ran away and showed his stuff afterwards, and he got stung multiple times in the junk and in his nut area.
Dude, he had this giant bee dingus, a beanus, hanging from his crotch area. Mm. It was gross, but it was funny though. It was funny, yeah. God, that's so gross.
I also liked the triple wedgie. Wee Man and the two fat guys would jump off, and Wee Man would get just lifted up by Wedgie, and they all get wedgied.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. So what did you think of the opening scene to this movie?
Honestly, at first I was completely completely oblivious to what it actually was. Because I am such a pure soul, pure mind.
You're a pure mind. I kind of knew like right away.
I didn't know. I thought it was just like obese Godzilla.
I knew what it was supposed to be. I didn't think it was actually what it was. I thought it was just fake.
Ballzilla.
But it was Ballzilla. terrorizing the town. Then it like came all over the citizens.
Yeah.
Which I wonder what was that like? Did they just have more pig semen, or like was that just like fake? Like I honestly wondered. I wouldn't
be surprised if it was pig semen.
Well, because they all were like kind of disgusted by it, but they never really said what was like poured on them in the beginning scene.
It was probably just thick water with like white food.
That's what I'm assuming, but there's no way to know for sure. Jack, what do you think about it?
No comment.
Glad Vicky didn't come to this one.
Glad she did not watch this.
Yeah, so am I. Honestly. I think we all are glad that no one else came with us to this.
This is honestly, this probably would have been a lot more fun watching it with more people. Because this is like a party movie where you just watch it and you laugh with your
number
friends.
Number one, it's a party movie. And number two, it's a guy movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like,
I can imagine women not wanting to watch this just because of the amount of, like, abused nutsacks in this movie.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, there's like, a lot of weenie.
You'd be hard to find scenes that don't have balls in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
There's... Yeah.
So many balls. So, is that it?
We want to just wrap it up? I
guess
we got
really nothing else to talk about except nutsacks.
It wasn't that long of a movie either. I mean, it was pretty short, wasn't it? Like, what was the runtime for it?
Hour 30 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean... They can only do so much shit in this movie. I mean, like, honestly.
Yeah.
And they're older now, so it's not like they could do too many, you know, the older guys. They brought some new people in to do some stunts. And I actually kind of like the new people. I didn't hate any of them, which is, I feel like, kind of odd. Because usually when there's, like, a series and they bring in new people, you kind of tend to hate them. Kind of like, I don't know, like Shmosh, for example. You know, you have the two original guys that you love, and then they bring in new people, and you kind of just tend to hate them just because it's not the original. It's not like they did anything wrong. It's just they're not, it's you just know, not the same. These guys aren't Johnny Knoxville.
That's what I feel like with Rooster Teeth as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like kind of everything. It's like these new people aren't Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville. They're just new, new nobodies.
Blood. Yeah.
But I actually like them. I enjoyed them in this movie. I thought they were really funny. I mean, even the girl was pretty funny at some points. They didn't use her much, but I don't know. Overall,
the Botox scene was pretty funny.
That one was the scorpion. Pretty funny. That was a pretty good one. The scorpion sting her lips. So I
overall,
guess we can go into ratings now.
We can get into ratings.
Okay. You want to start off with that?
It was a fun movie, so I'll just give it like a 7 out of 10. Fun movie to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of just comes down to that. It's not really... I'd say if it's your type of thing, definitely go out and see it. I know it's not everybody's sort of, you know, cup of tea. It beats Moonfall out by a million years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this movie was... You know, there are cringy parts... just because of, like, how, you know, you just don't want to watch it, like the pogo stick scene. But, you know, there's a lot of funny bits in it. I think it was if it is a send-off for Jackass, it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
So I don't think you could expect one anytime soon. Unless it'll be all new people without Johnny Knoxville.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like... As long as it's still people, like, hurting themselves in dumb ways, it'd probably still be pretty entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there'll always be shows like it, kind of like Impractical Jokers is one. You know, America's Funniest Home Videos, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing will ever beat out Jackass because you can't really show a lot of balls on America's Funniest Home Videos. Or you'll probably get some sort of letter in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
What do I give it, though? It's kind of hard to rate because it's not your average movie. But I'd say overall, like, enjoyment, it was really good. So I think I want to give it a 7.
I give it a 7 for enjoyment, yeah.
Yeah, like I'll give it a 7
aside from the parts where I was gritting my teeth and being uncomfortable, the rest of it was really hilarious.
Yeah, it was overall really funny. There are some parts where you're just like, geez. Maybe I'm just too pure. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that, you know, love it.
People love cock and ball torture.
So what do you think, Jack? What do you think about this movie?
I'd give it a 7 as
well. I mean, I don't think you could really give it any higher or any lower.
I mean, I like to... I'm really... When I saw Poopies in there, I don't know if you got, like... You know Poopies from the movie?
Yeah.
Whatever. He was actually... I watched a guy on YouTube named Jamie O'Brien. He's like a surfer, and they like did a bunch of like really funny and like kind of not like this, but like they did like funny jokes and stuff on it. But they just like surf really cool places around the world. And I watched his channel. They had Poopies on there, and he was like kind of learning from JOB, and they'd like do funny like pranks and stuff to each other. And I always just loved Poopies. And then, you know, I stopped watching the, you know, this was like years ago that I watched the channel, and then, you know, I just saw him. I was like, dang, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys I have on there are really funny.
But, yeah, if you guys haven't guessed it, our overall rating for this movie is a 7.
Cool. Yeah.
So,
I mean, tell us what you think in the comments below. If you think we're dumb, or if, like, the movie
deserved a better rating. What was your favorite / worst prank or stunt? Yeah. From the movie. I don't know.
Yeah, how much would you have to get paid to have a poker stick land on your nut sack?
How much would you need to be?
If you're a girl, invalid.
What? Yeah. Because girls don't have...
Sorry.
Weenus. How much would you need to be paid to have your balls crushed? Let us know. Thank you so much for watching, guys.
Yep, sorry, like, comment, and subscribe.
This was kind of a weird podcast.
It is kind of a weird one.
It was jackass, but hey... That's what we're all here for. So anyway, thanks again for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Bye-bye.